Learning Masech, this is the Dorm Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Perek, Perek Anoidim in our Mavushal. Zokt the Mishnah. So this Perek is going to deal a lot with Lashon Bnei Adam. When someone makes a Neda, we know, it goes with Lashon Bnei Adam. Whatever people call something, that is what we go with when it comes to Issa. So Anoidim in our Mavushal, someone says, I'm not going to eat anything that's cooked. Halacha is mutter b'tzli v'shalot. So you mutter to eat a steak off the grill, because that's sli, that's roasted, or a shalak, or something that's shalak. What does shalak mean? So the Rambam learns shalak means something that's rare. It's not cooked well. It's undercooked. The Rosh learns shalak means cooked more than usual. And the Divrei Gemara have different ways of calling shalak, and so that's two pshat of Nirushayin, what it means. So neither of us mutter, but sli of a shalak, because it's not called mavushal, it's not called cooked. Omar koinim tafsul shani tayim. He says, I'm not going to eat this tafsul. So then, I'm not going to eat anything that's called a tafsul. So also ma'isa kedera rach, you're also in something that's soft, something that's cooked, something that's soft. The mutter ba'ava, something that's thick, is not also. For example, let's say in our days, potatoes, like mashed potatoes, you'd be mutter with that. That does not go into the isser or tafsel. Why? Because tafsel means something you eat together with bread. Anything eaten together with bread is called tafsel, something you eat together with bread. But something that's ava, and they don't eat with bread, mutter bebeitza termita, you're mutter to eat an egg called a beitza termita, which is not eaten together with bread. Why not? Usually eggs are eaten with bread, but beitza termita is a type of egg they cook a bunch of times until it gets so small you can swallow it at one shot. So it didn't eat with bread, therefore it's not called tafsul. With las haramutza also, a certain type of gourd that's called las haramutza, that also you don't eat together with bread, or maybe pshat is because you don't cook it as well. We'll see later on, pshat and daf nun aleph, you don't cook it so much, therefore it's not called a tafsul. So you say kareem tafsul, you tell him, you actually cannot eat something that's sli or shalak, that's what's called a tafsul, but, because that also you'll eat together with bread, but mashenkin, maise kadeira ava, something that's thick, like a farina, or something like that, or like in our days we used to call it mashed potatoes, or something that's very thick farina, you not eat together with bread, that will be mutter. Hanoidim Maise Kedera, someone answers from something that's called Maise Kedera. What's Maise Kedera? The Ran later on says it means something that needs long time cooking, certain type of wheat that needs a lot of cooking. Ain't also a Maise Resachsa. You only also from something called Maise Resachsa, which that's what's saying off of the Ran. Maise Resachsa means something that the Ran, I read the Ran after an Aleph, it says, Mefarash B'Shalmi, Ezu Maise Resachsa, Kun Chilko, Tirigim, Tisni, Soilus, Oires, Oires we recognize as rice. That has to be cooked a while, that's called Maise Kedera. But Amar Koyin V'Yerlik Kedera, if I say I'm asking anything that goes into a Kedera, Shani Tayim, Oysa V'Chol Am Espashlim B'Kedera. Anything that's cooked in a Kedera is also. Anything that goes into a Kedera is also. If it's a Maise Kedera, only certain things called Maise Kedera. But the Yerlik Kedera is anything that goes into a Kedera. And the Ran speaks out, the extra words here, Shani Tayim, it's not Negei, it's not the point. So the point is, in our Mishnah, we have Mavushal, then we have Tayim Tafshal alive, and we have Maise Kedera, and we have a Yerid Lekedera. Zok the Gemara about the first part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Noidim Mavushal is Mutter B'Tzli U'Vashalak. Someone's Noidim from Mavushal is Mutter and Tzli and Shalak. Tanya Yerisha holds that it's Usher to eat from Tzli. That Noidim Mavushal, you can't eat Tzli. Why? That's not called Mavushal. Even though I don't have a klar raya, I have a zeichel dov on the pasuk. Shneim says in the pasuk regarding the current pesach, vayvashlu es a pesach. Loshon is vayvashlu a pasach beish. So you see, even though we know pesach has to be ki'im tzli eish, has to be roasted, still we call it bishul. So vayvashlu a pesach beish kamishba. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua holds it's awesome. So made him chalik is like this. What? Yeah, of course he agrees in Mavushal. He's also Tzli. He asks also with Tzli. Our Mishnah said, if you say Mavushal... No, he argues on Shalak. Only Tzli. Only Tzli. Only argues on Tzli. Yeah, only argues on Tzli. Le'im ha'akim ha'figi, the Rabbi Yehoshua sa'v ha'alach 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 ha'alach. So maybe the beer ma'achleikus over here is, maybe the beer ma'achleikus over here is, if you go by the Lashon Torah, or Lashon Re'adam. So the Lord, Kuli Amma V'dar Ma'achal Lashon Re'adam. Everyone agrees to go by the Lashon Re'adam. Marki Asrei, Marki Asrei. Really, everyone holds you go by the Lashon Re'adam. And so what's Pshat Rav Yishe? Rav Yishe, in his town, they called Tzli Bishol. Let's read inside. Marki Asrei, Marki Asrei. If Asrei the Tani Don, Tzli Kovarez, Le Tzli, Vushal Kovarez, Le Vushal. Something that's cooked, called cooked. Something that's called roasted, called roasted Tzli. But Rav Yishe, I feel Tzli Kovarez, Le Vushal. Even Tzli called Le Vushal. Break the Gemara of a Quran also lost. Sounds like he's bringing it right from a pasuk. And we're no a smachta ba'alma. It's only a smachta. And like the Ran spoke out, why is it in right? Why is it just a zechel dava, not rael dava? Because not a rael from the Torah, because you call lashem ne'adam. That's not a rael. It's only a zechel dava. Because it has to do with your town, what you call it, what's lashem ne'adam. So Rabbi Yezhi holds that lashem ne'adam is also tzli when you say mevosh. When you say I'm not going to eat anything cooked, you mean also a tzli. But in the Tanakhama, in the our Tana is lashem. Lashem ne'adam does not include the. Then that include the halacha, the thing that's called sleep. So it comes out that there's no machlokes really abbreviation on Tanakhama, just going what the lashon of the city is. And he brings down the Yishalmi, the Ran, that did look like the Gemara learned that it was machlokes abbreviation and Tanakhama if you go what's lashon of the Torah. And instead of nafkamina, if someone says, I'm not going to drink wine on Yom Tov of Chag, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yechon holds Osir Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres, because he holds you go Lashem Ne'adam. But Rav Yeshia holds that you only go. Rav Yeshia holds only that you only also on Sukkos, not Shemini Atzeres, because in the Torah Shemini Atzeres is not called Chag. When it says Chag, it means Sukkos. Akaponim, that's the way that he brings in Yishalmi. Well, let's see our Gemara. He speaks out that you only go Lashem Ne'adam. Therefore, anyway included, Shemini Atzeres is included into your Neder. So I think we're right. And says, someone says, Koinim tafshul shani toyim. Also, maisekadera rach. You can't eat the soft maisekadera. And we here explain the reason. A muta ba'ava, and you muta in a thick one. So, Mara's kasha is, v'ham tafshul nader. So, Rara's two pshatim. Either the kasha is that, why you muta ba'ava, the maisa asks himself v'ham tafshul. His second pshat is that, the second pshat in the Rara is that, why are you usher in the why you usher in a rach? It says, "This is also the Ma'aseh Deirach Kashle the Lav Tafshalu." It's not called Tafshal. It's a Ma'aseh Deirach. So the Gemara says the Gemara's Taurus will answer either way. You learn the Kasha. On my Baya, we spoke it out. Haytana Kol Midi Demisachal BeRifta. Anything eat them together with bread Tafshal Karli. It's called a Tafshal. Vatanya, bring your right from a Brisa. It says, "I know you didn't Tafshal." Someone says he's not going to eat from a Tafshal. Also, the Kol Midi Tafshal. He can't eat any type of Tafshal. But also, Betzli Uveshaluk Umavushal. He's also in all type of cooked items, inside roasted things, or overcooked or undercooked things. That's shalak, shalom, shalak. Umavusel, also umavusel. But also, betriyos rakos. They even usher in these certain type of gourds, certain type of squash that is very small. He also in those small squash also. Why? Shacholim, oichlim behampitam, because the sick people eat the bread together with this dip made out of these gourds. So what do you see from the braisa? Everything's totally if people eat bread with it. So it's a raya to our idea that was saying that what's called a tafshul, anything you eat bread with. For anything marakasha, on this thing that we said, the chayla eats gourds, any varab yimir chalash, or yimir got sick, oligabeu asya, doctor comes in lasuya to heal him. Chaza, he walks into the house, and chaza kara, the machaz abeisai, he saw there was squash sitting in the house. He just turns around and runs out. This guy has the Malach HaMavah sitting in his house. I'm going to go heal him. I'm going to heal him. Because he said there's squash in the house. That's terrible for Chayla. So you see, it's not good. How could the Brisa say that you can't eat squash because Chayla eats with it? It's not good for Chayla. It's talking about soft or hard. Soft squash is good. Hard squash is no good. I guess he saw a hard squash in the house, so that's not good for chayla. Rava bar ula ama ha bekara gufa v'ha begava the kara. The difference is like this. It's the kara itself, the gourd itself is no good, but the inside, you make mechshi out of it, the inside of it, is that's the part that's good. But begava the kara, inside of the squash, is the part that is good for a person. All right, Huda. Lulavi the kara basilka, the inside of the gourd together with beets, that is not shy. Lulavi the kista bakutcha, or the inside of flax with kutach, that's also very good. But vadovazeh, oslam of Amaritz, you know, tell Amaritz this. Why not? The Ran learns because we're scared, they're going to start like going into people's fields and taking out all the insides of the flax. The Mepharish is two of the pshat. Mepharish says either osloim alahem shum dovash yenem, you can't tell Amaritz anything they have enough from, but the Rosh doesn't like. The second pshat is that. The other pshat that Rosh brings down is that they'll make fun of you. And they're going to say, well, Sha'anu koivim milichucha, we're making jokes in the shas. That's why you don't tell the Amaretz. I will speak at something soon in a second, but that's one teretz over here. So we'll figure now. The Chorah Kasha is, we're saying now what? That the inside is good for the Chorah, just the outside not. Frank the Chassam Sofer, so what was the problem? The doctor walked in, he ran out Malach HaMavah said, what do you mean? Maybe they're giving him the inside of the squash. And for the Chassam Sofer, Eric Shmack, he was Amaret, so he didn't know about it. They didn't tell the Amaret, so the Amaret doesn't know about it, that's why he didn't know about it. That's the way to do it, therefore he ran out. Okay. Rav Amar, Man Cholim. So now we have a kasha here. We have a kasha. It says in the Braisa that cholim is good to eat gourds, and we have a raya from a doctor not. So one teretz was hard and soft. Another teretz was inside or the outside of it. Rava says, hold on, teretz. That the Braisa says the cholim eat the pita with it. It's not referring to real sick people. Real sick people should not eat any part of squash. But my cholim rabbanon. We sometimes call the rabbanon cholim because they're very weak. And I guess why punk they eat the squash? I guess because it's cheap and they can't afford anything better. So man choylim rabbanon, rava l'tamei, dama rava, keman matzalina k'sir v'amri, keman k'rabi Yosi. He says, these days that we daven every day for the k'tziri and the mri, who is the like of Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi holds that odom nido em b'chol yoyim. Every day a person gets paskin, so you could daven then. Mashenke and the other man, the other holds only on Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't make sense to daven because Rosh Hashanah was already paskin. But that's the negay of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, Kaman Krav Yesi. So what's Katsiyu Mari? With Omer Katsiyu Mari, Shavu, no, Katsiri is Katsiyu Mam, which is sick people. Mari is the Rabbanon. Mari is the Rabbanon. So we see that we call Rabbanon Choylin, and that is the Pshat. That's Pshat in the Braisa. When it says Cholim means Rabbanon, it means the Tamid Chamim does not mean actual sick people. Therefore, it's not Shver from that the squash takes not good for Cholim. But for Talmud Chacham, it's fine.